Morning, guys. I'm not late. How are you all this morning?
Hi, Jordan. That's good. That's what I would hope. Yeah, let me turn to my page. I'm assuming that you all know the story of Esther.
Yes.
But I'm going to retell it a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay. Okay, so do you know Esther becomes queen eventually, right? Do you know how her story started? Looking at you, maybe?
I know that her uncle adopted her.
You got close. It was her cousin. So Esther's real name, before she became part of her cousin's family, was, let's see if I can pronounce it right, Hadassah. Thank you. And she was an orphan, which means that both her parents were gone. And her cousin Mordecai came to help her. And you see the picture? He came and he brought her into his home so that she was no longer alone. And he taught her different things about the Bible. He taught her how to pray. He taught her how to be a godly woman. He taught her all these things that are very, very important. And he also taught her how to be brave. And so years later, the king divorced his wife, the queen. And he was on the hunt for a new queen. So he told all of the young women in his kingdom, I want you to come to the palace and I want to select a new queen. And Esther and her cousin Mordecai went up to the palace because she was of age. And they went and her cousin presented her to the palace and they said, she is beautiful and she is kind. But what they didn't know was that Esther was also a Jew. And in this kingdom, the Jewish people were not very popular. They were prisoners, technically, in this kingdom. And so Mordecai did not tell that Esther was a Jew, because that would have ended very badly for her. She would not have been able to enter the palace. And so for an entire year, Esther waited her turn to be presented to the king. And when she was presented to the king, he saw how beautiful, kind, and patient, and all these different things that believing in God and following God will do to a person, making their heart kind and patient and brave. And he saw that in Esther. And he took his scepter and he tapped her with it. And she reached out and touched it. And she became his queen. Now, years later, there would be a decree by someone who did not like Mordecai, her cousin, that he wanted all of the Jews to be killed. And the Jews couldn't do anything about it. And so Mordecai went to his cousin Esther, and he sent her a message. And he said, you need to go to the king, and you need to ask him to please stop this law, stop us from being killed. And Esther said, no. Do you know why Esther said no? Because if she went up to the king without an invitation, she could be put in jail or worse. You couldn't go before the king without asking, without being asked. And so three times Esther said no. And Mordecai kept asking, will you please go to the king? Will you please ask him not to murder us? And eventually Esther decided that she would go before the king and ask. Even if it meant that her own life was lost, she would ask for the king. And the only way you knew if the king was okay with you being there was if he handed out his scepter. So she goes, and she's walking to the king, and she hears the doors open, and she sees the king's angry face. How dare you, someone disturb me? And she comes around the corner, and he sees Esther. And he sees his beautiful star wife. And he is very happy, and he hands out his scepter like this. and she goes out and she touches it. And he asks her, what does she want? What would you like? And she says, I would like for you to come to dinner with me. And he goes, oh, well, all right then. And she also says, I would like the person who made this law, Haman, I forgot his name before, it's Haman. She would like Haman, the man who made the law against the Jews, to come to the dinner with the king and the queen. And so the first night, Haman and the king show up and they ask, what do you want? What is it you truly want? You definitely don't want us just here for dinner. What do you really want? And she goes, I want you to come and do something for me. I want you to come to dinner again. And the king's like, okay, that's not what you really want, but I will come to dinner again. And she says, I want Haman to come as well tomorrow. And he says, all right. And they come again the next day. And he asks her again, what would you like? And she says, I want you to do something for someone, my cousin Mordecai. Years before, Mordecai had helped the king in an assassination attempt, and he had warned him of a danger. And so she said, I want you to do a parade for Mordecai. Now this was, Haman did not want to do this, but the king said, my queen wants you to do this, so you do this. So he does this for Mordecai. And she invites him for dinner for a third day. And on the final day, she tells the king that she is Jewish and that Haman has plotted against her and her cousin as Jews to kill them with this law. And she says, Haman has done this to me. And the king is angry. And the king orders that Haman be executed. Now the king back then, he couldn't undo laws. So what he did was he fixed the law to where the Jews could defend themselves, because before they were not allowed to defend themselves against this act. They were supposed to just surrender. So he fixes it to where the Jews were able to defend themselves, and God protected all of them. You can see the picture. And if Esther had not risked her life at first to go before the king without permission and without any sort of protection, just herself and just her prayers, the Jews would not have been saved. And so this story teaches us that even in challenging situations where we could be hurt or we could be killed or persecuted in any way, that Jesus is our strength and that he gives us the strength to do things that are hard. Does anyone want to pray?
Me.
Joy raised your hand first somehow.
Dear God, thank for all help now. Thank for protection and kindness in those we thus amen.
Kelly, not Joyce.
Dear God, thank today. I'm for Jesus. Jesus there on the cross and Jesus name. Amen.
One more, because I already went too long. Amen. Thank you, guys.